Never again? Airlines obstruct ICE crackdown on the very visa overstays that enabled 9/11 hijackers. By Bob Price on August 11, 2026. With the 25th anniversary of September 11th fast approaching, major U.S. airlines and union bosses are actively obstructing federal law enforcement efforts to apprehend foreign nationals who have overstayed their legal visas. The exact structural vulnerability exploited by the 9/11 hijackers to murder nearly 3,000 Americans. In a series of tense airport standoffs, gate agents and corporate executives at major carriers like Southwest Airlines have repeatedly blocked Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) officers from accessing jet bridges, shielded passenger manifests, and demanded administrative hurdles to prevent federal agents from taking illegal visa overstayers into custody, according to recent reports by national news outlets. While corporate elites and open border advocates frame the resistance as a defense of passenger safety and terminal protocol, federal authorities cooperating with the Transportation Security Administration (TSA) are making clear that American commercial aviation will no longer serve as an unmonitored safe haven for foreign lawbreakers defying final orders of removal and federal immigration law. In July, ICE officers engaged in nearly 36 arrests per day at U.S. airports, the Wall Street Journal reported. Many of those arrested are people who became illegal aliens after their visas expired, including many with final orders of removal from an immigration judge. The Wall Street Journal stated that many of those arrested have work permits and pending applications for legal status. However, ICE officials told Breitbart Texas that such permits do not provide legal status. The holders are subject to arrest and removal at any time, officials stated. The 9/11 Commission reported that as many as 5 of the 19 terrorist hijackers were visa overstays. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports that 400 non-U.S. citizens were apprehended while illegally crossing the border between ports of entry were listed on the terrorist watch list during the 4 years of the Biden border crisis. This does not include illegal alien gotaways who successfully entered without apprehension. In addition, nearly 1.7 million special interest aliens were admitted to the U.S. by the Biden administration during this period, or were gotaways who entered without being apprehended, according to a report by the House Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees. Special interest aliens are people who came to the U.S. from countries with known ties to terrorism. JetBlue and Southwest Airlines began pushing back in recent weeks to the increased enforcement activity by ICE officers who are making arrests at the gate, or even on aircraft, the Wall Street Journal reported. Airlines for America, a trade group that represents the major airlines, met with DHS officials in July. A spokesperson told the Wall Street Journal, "Airlines have had constructive discussions with ICE and TSA to ensure if law enforcement activity occurs at an airport, there are proper procedures and protocols in place to prioritize the safety and security of all involved." The Wall Street Journal reported the following incident which took place in Dallas. In the July 25th incident in Dallas, a tense scene unfolded after an ICE agent called out David in an attempt to locate the person near the gate where an Orlando, Florida-bound Southwest flight was boarding, according to the documents reviewed by the journal. ICE agents sought to board the plane with an administrative warrant, but an airline gate agent declined to let them board without a judicial warrant signed by a judge, according to the documents. Administrative warrants are signed by ICE supervisors, not independent federal judges, and enable officers to make arrests. Airline employees cited policies about disclosing passenger information when they declined to share it with ICE, and wouldn't let law enforcement view a computer screen as passengers boarded, the documents showed. At one point, according to the documents, an ICE agent asked a Southwest employee for their name for an investigation, but the airline employee declined. A few days earlier, ICE officers detained an 18-year-old Bel Air High School student as he prepared to board a flight from Houston to visit Harvard University, CBS 11 reported. ICE officials stated that the Russian national entered the U.S. on a 6-month visa in 2022. He and his family reportedly applied for asylum. After a massive public outcry, the teenage adult student was released from custody. As the 25th anniversary of September 11th approaches, the escalating standoff at America's airport gates highlights a fundamental battle over national security and the rule of law. while corporate airline executives, union bosses, and open border advocates hide behind bureaucratic protocols to shield visa overstayers and foreign nationals with deportation orders. Federal authorities are refusing to allow commercial aviation to remain an unmonitored sanctuary. The painful lessons of 9/11, compounded by years of border vulnerabilities and the influx of hundreds of watchlisted individuals and special interest aliens, make clear that unverified visa overstays pose a direct threat to national defense. By closing these long-standing operational loopholes and asserting authority at terminal gates, federal agents are sending an unmistakable message. No corporate policy or airline jet bridge will stand in the way of enforcing federal immigration law and protecting the homeland. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.